from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Canada's chief public health officer says there are early signs that COVID-19's fifth wave has peaked. Dr. Theresa Tam says since last Friday's modeling update, daily case counts, test positivity, and wastewater surveillance trends have all been on the mend. However, she notes that daily hospital and intensive care numbers are still going up fast, and many hospitals are under intense strain.
Over the past week, an average of over 10,000 people with COVID-19 were being treated in our hospitals each day, surpassing peak daily numbers for all previous waves of the pandemic.
That includes over 1,100 people in intensive care, which Tam says is higher than all but the peak of the third wave. The 34th death in our area attributed to COVID-19 is being reported by the Porcupine Health Unit. It won't say anything more about it, citing respect for the patient's family. You can still be vaccinated against the virus even if your health card has expired. A list of acceptable substitutes is at mytimmonsnow.com. The three city-owned arenas that were shut down when this latest COVID-19 lockdown took effect back on January 4th will be open again on the 31st.
The Archie Dillon Sportsplex, the McIntyre Arena, and the Whitney Arena.
Arena and park supervisor Fred Salvador says large events like Timmins Rock Games will have a limit of 500 spectators, and one measure in place before the lockdown remains in effect.
Anyone over 12 entering a recreation facility has to show proof of vaccination. It's the QR code that's available on the province's website is the only one accepted.
The Mountjoy Arena still won't have ice and will continue to be used for vaccination clinics. Well, the power of the media, both traditional and social, helped Timmins police arrest a suspected purse thief. Last week, we told you of the November incident in which an elderly woman had her purse stolen from her cart while grocery shopping. Investigators released surveillance photos, and that led to tips being called in. A 34-year-old Timmins woman has been charged with theft over $5,000 and possession of property obtained by crime. She's been released from custody in order to go to court next month. A new poll from the Angus Reid Institute finds 50% of Canadians report a difficult time feeding their families. That's up from 36% in 2019. The report says inflation at its highest level in 30 years is playing a key role. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.